I'm going to spend a few moments now thinking about this idea of being invited in. I don't know if you've ever had an invitation that you got really excited about. So tomorrow, I've been invited to my daughter's reception Christmas play. And I've got to be honest, I've already heard all the songs about 40 times. We've all been drilled at home on the nursery kind of reception, all their performances. We're learning when to stand up, when to sit down. I got my name on the board a couple of times for standing up at the wrong points and all that kind of stuff. So I've got a lot to learn, but I'm really looking forward to seeing this tomorrow. I'm so pleased I got this invitation to see my daughter in her first ever school Christmas play. It's really good. And my mum's been really excited recently. She got a very fancy invitation to go to Lambeth Palace, which is where the Archbishop of Canterbury lives. And I know she's been very excited about this invitation because the last three times I've spoken to her on the phone, she said, "Oh, Samuel, have I told you? I've been invited to go to Lambeth Palace." "Yes, Mum, you mentioned it once or twice before." I get the fact that you're excited about this invitation. But so I'll have a chance at Christmas to find out whether it really lived up to all the hype and the excitement, her trip to Lambeth Palace. And the bit of this Christmas story that I read earlier and that we're thinking about tonight, which is from Luke chapter 2, tells us about the shepherds and tells us about the amazing invitation that was handed to the shepherds. And these shepherds were ordinary people going around their everyday lives. And they were suddenly invited right into the center of one of the most extraordinary events in all of human history. Now, I've played a shepherd once or twice in my time, the tea towel on the head, all that kind of stuff. But growing up in Huddersfield and now living in Middlesbrough doesn't give me much opportunity to learn lots about shepherds and what they do and what their job entails. But actually, shepherds in those days when the Bible was written were doing one of those jobs which everybody knew needed to be done, but came with bad pay, with antisocial hours, with night shifts, and with very little thanks. So today we might want to think about people who work as carers in nursing homes, or the DPD drivers who are bombing it around at the moment trying to get everyone's presents to them before Christmas, or the people who work through the night on the factory, on the forecourts of our petrol stations. And so for the shepherds, it was in the middle of one of these normal night shifts. They were doing their everyday thing when suddenly the angel brought them a message. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." If it was not enough to get a message from one angel, an invitation from one angel, suddenly the whole sky was full of light and the sound of angels singing this amazing song of praise to God. And this was not the kind of thing that you expected to happen just before your tea break when you were out on the field in the hills looking after the sheep. But this was something that they couldn't ignore when it happened. But I'm sure it was the last thing they expected to happen that night. Because those shepherds, they might have believed in God, and maybe they'd heard the stories that he'd one day come close to his people. But they would have never have thought, would they, that they would have been invited right into the middle of it all. But they were. Those ordinary people invited right into the middle of the most amazing event in human history up to that point. and being invited to meet Jesus, the baby, this baby who was human and God, changed it all for them. And I think for us, when we're living our ordinary day-to-day lives, God and the idea of God can feel very distant, can't it? Quite removed from us, from our everyday life, from our ordinary life. Maybe it becomes an interesting idea to think about or debate over a pint. Maybe we're happy to say, yeah, I believe God exists, but it's something out there somewhere. It's not something I'm going to give much thought or attention to. But this experience that the shepherds had, for them, this must have left them in no doubt that God actually wasn't distant. He wasn't a million miles away from where they were living, their ordinary everyday lives. Because the realm of the beyond what they could normally see and experience came crashing right into the middle of their everyday reality. And I guess the thing is that you're here this evening, right? And I can't quite see all your faces because the dark, but it's fantastic to see this place packed with people. You're all here this evening. And to me, the fact that you're here suggests that you're open to the possibility. You're open to the reality of God. You recognize the significance of the church in telling this Christmas story. The importance of God at this important time of year at Christmas. You've come to sing carols, you've come to hear the Bible read, and that's fantastic. I'm so glad that you're here, that you've chosen to do this with your Sunday evening tonight. And what I want to say to you is that God is still wanting, still longing to invite people to come to know him, to meet Jesus, to experience the peace which the angels sang about. That was what God did on that hillside all those years ago, but it's still what he does today. And sometimes hearing that invitation and responding to it happens in places like this, with the candles and the music playing. But I know for many people, God has met them in the ordinary every day of their lives. Lives that can feel quite removed from God, from spiritual realities, but in fact, where God is close, where God is real, where God is right at hand. God doesn't just live here in church buildings, does he? And as we saw on the video, God met Laura in the hospital when her mum was ill. And then when she was just walking up Linthorpe Road with a massive long list of things to do, and God met her and invited her in then. God met Ashkan through his friend and through the Christian communities that he's been part of since then. And God met those shepherds on an ordinary hillside, on an ordinary night shift. And those shepherds had a sky full of angels, didn't they? And I'm afraid I can't offer you that. But what I can offer you is this song that I've picked that the music group are going to play for us in a moment, which I think puts the Christmas invitation really nicely and really helpfully, because it speaks honestly about real life and about God wanting to be close to us, especially when things are hard. And Christmas can be hard, can't it? But if we learn anything from the shepherds, it's that God can show up when we least expect him. So maybe tonight, but maybe not tonight for you. Maybe it'll be a sleety Tuesday afternoon in a couple of weeks' time. I've got no idea. But what I do know, what I really believe, is that God is the God of invitation. God is the God who is always longing to invite us in, to know him, to be close to him.